Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. I have a lot of favorite segments around here every week where I learn stuff and get smarter about really important stuff. I mean, like this week we've had former governors on, sitting senators on, sitting congresspeople on. We've had the Speaker of the House on this month talking about all sorts of things like the Constitution and the Electoral College. We have football experts and coaches and insiders on. But my favorite segments begin with ice cream. My friends at Taharka have been sponsoring us for about 6 months now. We're about to go into the holiday season, and it is perfect because these are my favorite seasonal flavors. The eggnogs, the pumpkin spices, the peppermint barks, those things. But I have the old standby of Honey Graham here, and I have Sean Smeaton. You know, as far as titles, can I just call you Ice Cream Dude, or what do I get to call you? Founder, flavor maker?
I think, yeah, the latest thing is they just call me the founder.
The founder. Okay, fair enough. The flavor maker and founder, and as I'm holding, what does Honey Graham mean to you? Because I've asked a lot of your employees and folks over there at Taharka, because they said that this is the mothership, and it's the mothership for me too. And I know you've heard me tell the story of being out at various events around town, and there's always a little dessert element at a best of party or charity party, and I would always say, my God, they have Taharka. I hope they don't run out of Honey Graham, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's definitely our most popular flavor, that's for sure. For me, believe it or not, I'm not the biggest fan. I tend to like salty flavors and sour flavors, tart flavors. I know you're not a fan of tart flavors, but
my wife loves your roasted strawberry, and she is over them. Everybody who loves key lime pie, I like margaritas. Right. I'm just not a key lime pie guy. I had a bite of it last week. Just literally, I said, give me a bite of that. Let me see what the mess is about. And I'm like, it's delicious for key lime if you love key lime, you know?
If I'm really, really hungry, like I haven't eaten for a while, and I'll eat a scoop of Honey Graham and I haven't had it for a long time, I will say, damn, that's a good flavor.
Why? How did it happen? Like, why Honey Graham? Okay, so you start making ice cream. Okay, we're going to have ice cream. Got to have chocolate. Got to have vanilla. Got to have sweet. I mean, that would sort of be the baseline of anybody making ice cream. Give me the Taharka story.
You know, it's sad that I don't have a story for that one. I really could not remember the first time we made it. I know it was back, I mean, I know what year it was, but I don't know why we made it or how we made it. Because most of our flavor ideas come from, you know, being inspired by some other company's concoction. We might put a little twist on it. But Honey Graham, you don't really see that in the markets too much, so I have no idea where the inspiration came from. There is a company that they call them flavor houses that make ingredients for ice cream manufacturers. And there's a big one out of Jersey that we get some stuff from, and they had the ingredients to make it, and we just started making it. It seems like it's been popular since day one. I have no recollection as to why we made it.
I honestly didn't know how to get your ice cream. I had bought some salted caramel at one point because they didn't have the Honey Graham. And I got two pints that I brought home a couple years ago, maybe 5 years ago. I saw your brand everywhere. And you know I'm an ice cream person, right? And you and I have compared notes on the Jenny's and the Breyers experiences and my dad bringing home Pantry Pride Neapolitan. And my dad's like, why the hell would I buy ice cream? He'd buy the squares, right?
Yeah.
And you'd have the chocolate, the vanilla, strawberry. Sure. And he said, why the hell would I get one flavor and I can get three? You know, my dad would get that. So I always wish he would bring home the Spumoni because I always appreciated, I mean, a good chocolate pistachio cherry. Yeah, I mean, that's I haven't had that flavor.
We should do we've been trying to do more limited batches, smaller runs of unique flavors.
Yeah, my wife knows all about this. She can't find them.
Right. The Spumoni would be a good one, though. I like that. We were going to do a flavor called Three Sides to Every Story. And it's like your view, my view, and the truth or something like that.
So maybe and what were the three flavors?
Yeah, so maybe we could do the Spumoni and call it the Three Sides to Every Story.
All right, well, look, I'm
On the Honey Graham, what I want to do, we've done it before, but now that we're trying to do more limited batches, I like the sea salt Honey Graham. So, because to me, Honey Graham is just too sweet for me. So we just add a little bit of sea salt to the base, and it gives it a little more, it's a little less sweet, which I kind of like. So we're going to do that in the next coming weeks.
I have your seasonal flavor that I have fallen in love with. And this is one of the problems, right? Like last year, I got involved with Taharka and I had some eggnog that was left over in a batch. And we had long conversations about the holidays and eggnog and how ice cream is made and how delicious. Eggnog is a perfect ice cream flavor, but it does come and go and it happens quickly. That's how this whole journey began around about a year ago this week. Jenny's, right. You're one of the national companies that I found their ice cream. And I said to my son, you're always thinking of getting me something. Get me a holiday pack because they have the eggnogs and the flavors that I would never get, you know?
Right.
And you guys came out with this pumpkin spice and you came out with the pumpkin cheesecake that I ate the cheesecake last week. And I went back and I had a scoop of the pumpkin spice latte after last week's show. And you talked about the ribbons of flavor and how ice cream is made. And this is where I'm going to let you, because this is an unopened pumpkin spice latte with the old school label on it. And I know you can go to the scoop shops right now. You can order this right now. I'm going to open to be featuring some of these things in our holiday pack. But making this thing the right way and making it where it's ribbon. I lied to you. I got into it the other night. Or my wife got into it. Maybe the mask. My cat got, but the way that the cream is ribboned into this thing. First off, I love pumpkin latte, right? Like Royal Farms has coffee and we do these seasonal things and they bring it in like August now, right? But I am a pumpkin eater and I don't know. It just didn't seem like I was going to love it as much as I have, but it really feels like the most richest, creamiest pumpkin spice latte put on ice. And I don't know how you do it. So I want you to talk about how you make these seasonal flavors so good, because I would think that, you know, you have to go through a few batches of things you like or don't like to make it taste as good as it tastes.
Yeah. I think, well, there's just a lot of different things that go into it when you come up with a new flavor. But one of the advantages of being a small company like Taharka Brothers or some of like the Charmery, you can, when you're making the pints, you can do things that the big manufacturers can't, because we actually hand pack the pints. So for instance, on that pumpkin spice latte, we'll make a batch of the pumpkin, basically a pumpkin coffee ice cream. So we'll make that first, let that out of the machine, put it in a big plastic container. And then we'll do a run of the sweet cream ice cream, put that aside. And then as we're packing the pints, we just take a little bit of this and a little of that and put it in the pint, and you can layer the pints. So you can do it like that Spumoni, for instance. We could do something like that where we put three different flavors in the pint because it's all done by hand. So, and you can put things, like most manufacturers can't put too big of chunks in there because it's all based on a piece of equipment that only allows certain size things to go in. So we can add bigger chunks. We can do bigger swirls. So when you're in a small batch operation, you can really make a bigger variety of flavors than a big company could.
Boy, it's a fun time of year, right? I mean, as much as you can throw peaches and blueberries and stuff in the summer, right? I mean, I'm 52 now, and I guess I didn't have a real appreciation for food in that way with my parents and growing up, that the seasonal, how much I love an heirloom tomato or an ear of corn, but how much I appreciate pumpkin this time of the year, or eggnog next month, or peppermint bark, and the other flavors you guys come up with. But give me the vision for your company, because we talk so much about social change and made in Baltimore, and I'm telling your story, and your employees come here and tell their story, and I talk about the ice cream, and my wife bitches every week because we can't find a cherry chocolate without going down across the street. And but there's a vision here, but it's more than just making great ice cream and delivering, and I tell that story. But there's a whole process for how this winds up being one of your flavors, right? Like you don't just say, we'll just put some pumpkin together there and throw it out there. It has to be like really special, or Taharka Brothers doesn't make it, because like anybody can get ice cream anywhere, but getting ice cream this good, it is different.
Well, we want to start. I mean, I think a big part of our company is just inspiring change in some way, you know, either change in a person's personal growth or change in society or change in laws, you know, things that can just make the world a better place, and using the power of a business to do that, or a brand, which is pretty much what any company could do if they chose. And you see it happening a lot more these days. Companies are becoming more involved in social issues and trying to amplify various issues and put their support behind certain issues. So that's what we've been planning to do since the day one. So now we're, you know, we're continuing to do that. And you see society doing, like I just mentioned, there's so many companies now are realizing that they really have a platform that could influence things for the better if they decided to do that. So when it comes to a flavor like the pumpkin spice latte, there's not, that flavor just kind of tastes good. So you definitely want to make a flavor that tastes good and people are going to eat. But it would be nice if you could tell a story with the flavor that might speak to a social issue that might need some awareness brought to it, or might bring amplify an organization in Baltimore that's doing something positive. So the key is, how do you make the flavor taste good? So it's not just about some kind of good cause, but it actually tastes good.
Well, you guys did something last week, and I didn't make it out on Friday night. The weather wasn't so good. My wife wasn't feeling up to it at 5 o'clock on Friday night. But you guys did a thing with Monument City Brewing. Oh, Black right. is beautiful. I do not have a pint of it here. It's chocolate stout. I can't wait to taste it. I think Steve pulled me up a pint, and I got to get by your place right in the middle of Baltimore off of 83 and get some of these specialty flavors. My wife always says, come on, man. The freezer's only so big. We only have room for so many. And I'm like, right. How am I going to say no to an extra pint of pumpkin spice latte? And I said, you better make some room for if they ever give me the blueberry, the jasmine blues flavor, or this chocolate chunk that you – and we better make room for eggnog and peppermint bark. And now you got this chocolate stout.
Chocolate stout one was good. It actually came from a recipe of an old friend of ours. It's actually – her name's Abby. And she's the one, actually, she's the person who designed, she's a graphic designer, she designed our pints. And she's a home ice cream making connoisseur.
I need to know her. Can she come on next week?
And so she gave me the rest. She had made it for, I went to a house party of hers many years ago, and she made it. And I was like, damn, this is really good. It was a chocolate stout ice cream with oatmeal in it. And the oatmeal I really liked. It was a chewy, gave a chewy texture to when you bite down on the ice cream, which I liked. So that's what we did with Monument Brewery. I don't know if you know about the whole movement where the brewery industry came together and decided to brew a flavor called Black is Beautiful. It's a certain recipe. It's a stout beer. And then breweries could, you know, participate in the movement or the project.
Well, I love stout. I love chocolate. I love ice cream. I mean, I haven't had it yet. I'm looking forward to having a bite of it. I was trying to make that happen last week, but beer companies have done this at local levels. And I know maybe there's a little part of where Taharka Brothers would emulate that as far as a small batch specialty, awesome local with a story and flipping flavors. I mean, that's literally what you do.
Did you try the pumpkin and crust by Mac flavor? Did you get that?
I have not had the pumpkin crust by Mac, but I have had the peach. So I have the peach.
Yeah, okay.
And that crust is delicious. And I can only imagine during pumpkin pie season. Let's talk about the holidays a little bit, because I've talked so much about eggnog, and we've talked so much about specialty flavors. What's the best ice cream you've ever had in your life? Like, what's the flavor you love the most? Or did you eat a mouthful of ice cream somewhere 20 years ago that struck you as the best ice cream you've ever had?
You know what? I think that so Jenny's ice cream, we both like Jenny's, right? You've had Jenny's.
Of course.
And matter of fact, I was making home deliveries. You know, we have that home delivery package.
Sure.
So I was out making deliveries in the Ellicott City area on election night, Tuesday. So I figured I'm halfway to D.C., and I had an old employee riding shotgun with me, and he's a photographer. He had his camera. I said, why don't we just head on down to D.C. on election night and see what the hell's going on down there at the White House? So we drove down there, but we parked right by the Jenny's, and I went and got some ice cream. you can get the triple one where you have –
Hold on. You actually go and buy your – I mean, literally.
Oh, yeah. I love her ice cream. So she had a really good gingerbread cognac, which was just lovely. Cognac ice cream with gingerbread cake in it. And then another one was interesting. It was called Campfire. It was a chocolate ice cream with some smoke in it. And we've been working on a smoke flavor ourselves. So, you know, we kind of use a liquid smoker and bring some smokiness to the ice cream. So I like both of those. We're working on some new flavors. But the best ice cream that I've had is from Ample Hills Creamery in Brooklyn, New York. We had heard about them, and they do the thing where you could buy it and they'll ship it to you overnight with the dry ice. So we bought like a 9-pack, and they had a flavor called butter pecan brittle, I think it was called. And it was like a brown sugar ice cream with homemade pecan brittle in it. And it was the best ice cream I ever had. And everybody at our factory was in agreement. This is just the best ice cream. So our mint flicks and chills that we now have is our own version of their peppermint patty ice cream. I think ours is actually better than theirs, believe it or not. But
I love yours, by the way.
Ample Hills is really, really, really good. The best I've had.
Well, I mean, your ice cream's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, I think anybody that's had your Honey Graham, but I have been so impressed over the last 6 months, just not with the conversations we're having or the fact that you're so local and have this message that feeds into Baltimore Positive, but I literally now have had, I don't know, 25 of your flavors, maybe 20. I have to think. I'd have to add them all up.
Right.
And I would just say there's an incredible consistency with what you do along the lines of what a Jenny's does, which is you can almost eat anything in the catalog and be right. Like, even if I don't love key lime pie, that's some damn good key lime pie ice cream. I wonder what the pumpkin latte will taste like, or I wonder what chocolate love would be like. And I know I talk about this every week and it bores people, but I think vanilla bean's underrated, and I really do eat a lot of vanilla bean ice cream because I like the fact that it is sort of normal and sort of not overwrought. When I'm in the mood for something simple, I go for vanilla bean, and it always satisfies me.
Yeah, vanilla always satisfies. Hey, I want to show you. One of the guys just popped.
What we got?
In the office here, some guy just. So we're getting ready to launch, for our home delivery service. We don't really have. We kind of have like 12 flavors. And we wanted to add some, and most of the flavors are kind of unique and not your typical average ice cream flavors. So we wanted to get some more standard flavors for our home delivery. So we're going to do cookie dough and cookies and cream are going to be available.
I was going to ask about cookies and cream because that's something you do a coffee Oreo that's delicious that I have in my freezer right now. But I said to my wife 2 weeks ago, I'm like, I haven't had a cookies and cream ice cream other than some sort of whip, Dairy Queen thing 10 years, Blizzard-y type thing, right, or whatever. But I mean, I don't eat that because I like really good ice cream. I just prefer, if I'm going to have the calories of my age, I want it to be of your quality. And I can't wait to have a cookies and cream made by Darker Brothers.
Well, what the flavor they're getting ready to make right now is cookie dough. And our cookie dough is pretty good. We buy the... it's the same cookie dough that Ben and Jerry's uses, and it's a pretty cool bakery out of in Vermont. But we're going to change the recipe for the pints. We're going to add this.
What's that? Molasses.
Molasses and blackstrap molasses, which is the really, really concentrated part of molasses, and that's going to give the base of the ice cream a little more of a brown sugar flavor. So. You're watching it happen right before it happens.
So it's a brown sugar-based what?
Yeah. Brown sugar ice cream with the cookie dough pieces in it.
With cookie dough, but not. I'm thinking like Oreo. No, I'm not. We're not going that direction.
Dough. Okay. So the two new flavors are gonna be cookie dough and then cookies and cream, which are just kind of like your most popular kid flavors. So we're gonna have that available for home delivery in about a week.
Well, I can't wait for the eggnog. I want to come out there. You guys are doing like an apple oatmeal something, or yeah. Am I wrong?
Yep. It's going to be an apple butter ice cream. It's got a lot going on. This one, that was the other thing about when you're making a flavor, sometimes it's fun to have, sweet, salt, gooey, crunchy, textures.
I love nuts, but I love chocolate. I had some of your peanut butter last night, literally.
This one's going to be an apple butter ice cream, so it's going to have that flavor in the base. That'll be the base of the ice cream. Then we're going to add in some cooked apples, like being an apple pie. And then we're going to add in a salty caramel sauce swirled in. And then an oat crisp, almost like a granola crunch.
So I want to come and witness when you do this. I mean, because as much as I want to like be there for eggnog, you just do, right? Like there's a riveting process in what you're doing.
This one's going to be a lot of steps, a lot of layers, a lot of things going on, but it's going to have the sweet, salt, and chewy and crunchy and gooey. All
seriously, can I come over to some, I'll wear a mask, I'll stand 20 feet away. I want to witness that, because that's pretty complex, right, for what you do. I mean, as much as any flavor, that would have more of a process going on. Yeah.
And this is the kind of flavor that you really can't do. The big guys can't do it because their machines don't have the capability to put in that kind of combination of things into a pint.
Can't be done in giant corporate vats is what you're saying.
Right.
Well, I've been up to the Ben & Jerry's factory 17 years ago. My wife and I, we were engaged at the time because she's from Vermont or from New Hampshire. We drove through Vermont to see Springsteen up in Montreal.
Oh, nice.
Back when you could use your passport, Sean. You remember that.
Right.
We took the pictures and did the whole pint, but we saw where they make it, and it was a humble kind of facility. It did not look like
– I just visited for the first time in the winter of 2019. What'd you think?
Well, I mean, it's been 16 years. It was a very humble little side of the road. And I've been to your place. Your place is incredibly humble and not made for humans and people coming in and people, you throw me in the freezer to make fun of me. I always say when you guys throw me in the freezer, Sean Smeaton's here, by the way, the founder of Taharka Brothers. So I'm talking ice cream. My pumpkin latte is melting. My wife's going to come in here and start eating it. Like bring a spoon in here and give me the dirty. You should have taken the cooler in there like I told you to take the cooler in there because she hates when it freezes out. I forgot even the story I was going to tell you now. I've meandered away from my ice cream.
The humbleness of the Benedict.
But your place, it reminds me of the Bingo Center on Eastern Boulevard when I was a boy. They had like an old phone booth, right? And it had wind in it. And they would, if you won the bingo, you got to go in the booth for like 20 seconds and pull dollar bills. It was 120 in there and everything else was a one. Right. But, some little old lady being there, blue hair, grabbing $5 bills and stuff in her pocket. When you guys send me into the cooler with my glasses on, you're like, yeah, there's one pint of Jasmine's Blues in there. Go find it. And I'm in there and I'm all shivering and stuff. I think you guys have fun with me, but you guys really are a family, local, little, humble, awesome place that makes this incredible world-class ice cream. And it is different than Ben & Jerry's or Jenny's or, what you find in the aisle. But you are coming to more places and making it a lot easier to make the Arca Brothers available, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've really expanded our, I guess we call them our retail partners, like grocery stores and markets that we sell the pints to wholesale and then retail them. So we're in the DC area now, as well as all over the Baltimore area, but in DC and we might even have some stuff coming from Virginia. We're expanding the footprint of where we're available.
Well, we love the flavor, we love the partnership and everything you guys do, certainly here in the marketplace and telling your story. It feels to me like you almost have a new flavor every week. I mean, that's kind of crazy, but I don't know how ambitious your run is and how you make ice cream, but you are sliding in fun flavors and fun stories literally all the time, and that's part of what you do.
Yeah, I mean, it is. The reason why I'm laughing, we just had our flavor meeting with the committee.
Is that the best or worst meeting as a company every month?
It's every week, but it's I'd like to do a new flavor every day if we could. So I get pushback from the production team because they're trying to make it work, But I'd like to have a new flavor every day. So we're probably trying to get maybe one big flavor each month that we'll send out to the grocery stores, and then we'll do two or three that are available just for home delivery and at our ice cream shops.
Well, look, man, they told me you're in charge of these things. So I just put my little side order in. I mean, I already gave you a Spumoni idea let me know when you're making.
We're going to do it. We'll call it the Nestor Spumoni or something.
Oh, I love Baltimore Positive Spumoni. Nothing wrong with that. But I would say this, that the flavor I've had recently, and I know you guys do a mochi matcha and like all the interesting different flavors like that are a little off the grid. I was in Japan. And I had a macadamia ice cream that was it was a Häagen-Dazs, and I got it in a little, Royal Farms kind of little store in a little thing with my wife. It was very romantic in our little Tokyo flat last year. And the other thing is we spent time in Hawaii. A year ago this week we were in Hawaii. And, what they do with like the Dolly whippy type of things there with pineapple and macadamia and island type of stuff, those are flavors to me that go really well with cold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like ice cream in the cold. I usually eat more ice cream in the winter anyways. I think it's a comfort,
Why would I expect anything less from an ice cream founder? Hey, we appreciate you. We'll continue. Next week, we're going to put together an offer for delivery for everybody with Baltimore Positive. We're going to have place up on the website. We're going to have a click through the holidays. We want to help you sell some ice cream. More than that, you know what? It's going to be really cool about this because this really started because of my son, and it started because of our mutual love of ice cream, yours and mine, and you having an ice cream company, me being a blabbermouth and talking about Jenny's brown butter brittle, you know, on the air 2 years ago and eating one little pint of honey graham that your staff saw, and we became partners in this thing. But the really cool part is this year, the gift my son gave me last year was delivering ice cream to my house on Christmas night. And he did deliver that gingerbread cognac, which was by far their best seasonal flavor.
It is good, isn't it? Damn.
Unbelievable. And what I did with my son, and this is honest to God, he delivered me boozy eggnog, gingerbread, you know, all of those things, right? You guys are doing a peppermint bark and eggnog. And every night, January the 13th, I'm into the gingerbread watching a playoff game. Right. And I text him, I'm like, yeah, there's still this much left. There's still this much, you know, and I think I was still eating it like at the end of February, you know, it was like eight, whatever it was. It had other stuff in the freezer, but it was something like when I ate the eggnog on the air last week, it's a gift that keeps giving. And that's how I'm going to position it during the holidays, that unless you're a total glutton and you eat every pint of it, that it will last a little while if you put it on a cone.
Yeah, I'm surprised. We've had people that have ordered these eight packs like eight times already.
So they're 64. That's about as many as I have around me, man. I mean, this isn't even like I ate all these, dude. You don't just give me these. I mean, these don't come empty.
Those are empty.
Key lime, my wife ate all of that one. But but I throw them away now because I ran out of room. Once I had a dozen of them back here, I'm like, all right, you'll give me some fresh ones. How about that? All right, listen, couple takeaways here for those taking them. Taharka Brothers is there. We're doing a holiday deal. We're going to be telling everybody at Baltimore Positive about that. There's going to be great flavors. You can get scoops everywhere. You can get it delivered. But more than that, I'm going to work. I need to see you guys make ice cream. It's going to be a good thing for my soul here during the holiday season, all right?
All right, good. Well, maybe we can put you to work, too, put a hairnet on and have you – swirl some stuff in.
I would do it in a heartbeat if you just make sure I do it the right way. I've watched a lot of Chopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Duff do his thing. He and I are, you know, buddies. So I'll be good. I mean, nobody will take making ice cream more seriously than me. Believe me.
I got you.
It'd be a gift. Sean, appreciate you, man. Thanks for making this great ice cream. Thanks for being a partner. And we'll see you soon. All right.
All right.
Sean Smeaton, he is throwing me in and out of the Taharka freezer from time to time here in the heart of Baltimore. You know, I can read the whole back to you. This isn't my other ice cream is melting over here. Using award-winning ice cream to serve up social change, each scoop inspires cultural understanding, community engagement, economic empowerment, and, of course, good times, like the time I just had with the pumpkin pie latte there, pumpkin spice latte. Our social enterprise managed and operated by primarily young adults. We've had them on every week. We'll continue to have them on, bringing change to our beloved city. That's Baltimore. Baltimore Positive. It's the best ice cream I've had, and this is the vanilla bean. Don't go to sleep on the vanilla bean. It's really good. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, we never stop talking. Creamy ice cream and Baltimore Positive.